Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another edition of our segment, Investing Shorts, and I'm so excited to welcome back Matthew Whittemer to the show. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, on our last show, Matt talked about RV and campground investing, which is a very, very interesting niche class, asset class. And today, I'm excited to ask Matt the question. Matt, what's one habit that has contributed to your continued growth and success?
Fantastic question. I'd have to go back to my time in a couple of different sales roles and just being in kind of that production environment. And really that I was taught it, but it took me, you know, learning in a hands-on manner of making the mistake and learning a lesson that way. But to always budget time for prospecting for new opportunities. And I think that's especially in the space with syndications and, you know, being incentivized to find as many transactions and deals as possible. That's an important habit that I've been able to commit to, is just to always have that time budgeted to be working new deals. And anyone who's done real estate knows that, you know, there's a million things you can get sucked into between due diligence, administrative stuff to close deals, getting the deals financed, finding the money. If you raise equity, you can really just get distracted. And obviously, you have to put that time in to make sure the deals get done. But you should always also be looking for that next deal, because if you develop all these processes and systems just to do a single deal, then the way I look at it, that's time wasted.
Yeah. I mean, that's such an important point, I think. And, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, right? So if you have more deals to do, then, I mean, it might feel a little bit like you're swimming, or that, you know, that you're getting in above your head. But if you have those deals to get done, then you're much more likely to be more efficient in actually building out those processes. So what does that look like for you? Like, how are you actually building that time into your schedule?
I'm a big fan of technology. I've worked for a few different technology companies, and we are big fans of the CRM HubSpot. That's what we use. So we get a lot of automation in terms of following up with sellers and just to do it efficiently and effectively and in an automated way without really making it feel like it's automated, like it's a robot following up with the seller. You know, we like kind of the human element, the personal touch. But really the root of it is just carving out that time on your calendar. So I have a few different things every day that I have that, you know, hour, a few different things, prospecting being one of them. And sometimes it gets moved around, but you just have to make the commitment to, you know, to put in the time daily, because, you know, we just had it happen to us where we were working on a nice campground deal that would have been great for us. And I thought we had good rapport with the seller and we were working on the contract. And then they came back and said, oh, they decided to sell it to family, which was a big punch in the gut because we had worked on it for almost a year. But it was good to know that we had other opportunities in the pipeline. And, you know, it kind of stinks that, you know, you think about, you feel like you can trust people and everything, but things go wrong all the time. So having multiple irons on the fire is always a good thing.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
I totally agree. You know, I think that's true whether you're looking for tenants to fill your next lease, or if you are in any kind of role where you're needing to do new transactions, you know, bringing on new investors or closing new deals or selling houses or whatever it is, it's important to make sure that you're going to have something to keep you busy when you're freed up. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I also like the time blocking, you know, that you're just committed to doing that every day. So are you, when you say you have an hour, are you doing an hour of prospecting every day, or does that hour dedicated to a few things?
No, that's just this 1 hour for prospecting. And then I have three things. I budget an hour for prospecting, and then I budget an hour for following up, because hopefully that prospecting leads to actual conversations, which then you'll need to follow up on.
Yeah.
You know, more personal things like reading, exercising, doing things like that, because, you know, you got to have that balance as well.
Absolutely. So for HubSpot, you know, when you're, are they sending emails out, follow-up emails out for you? Or are you kind of checking in and tweaking them? Or how do you keep that human touch with the follow-up? Something that I'm figuring out right now.
Yeah. So I'm just a huge proponent of HubSpot. We use the email sequences. So basically just it chains together really emails and calls and whatever other tasks you want to incorporate. So, you know, a lot of times we'll send out the first email, maybe it's follow-up to a conversation or it's a cold email, that'll be personalized. But then every follow-up email after that is just part of a sequence, because it's just saying something quick like, hey, no, you're busy, just wanted to make sure you got this email. You know, it doesn't have to be so personalized mm-hmm. in the follow-up. Also, a feature I love about HubSpot is the, it was called snippets, and that's more kind of like on the paragraph level. If you find yourself answering the same question over again, or just typing the same kind of blurb out, mm-hmm. use hashtags to just bring that up. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, sometimes I dread, you know, having to respond to so many emails.
Yeah.
But with tools like that, you can, you know, cut that time in half, really.
Okay, awesome. And then, so are you using HubSpot for looking for deals? Are you using it for investor communications? What else are you using it for?
Both. And that's why we really loved it, because you can basically have an unlimited number of pipelines. Mm-hmm. And that's, so we have a pipeline for acquisitions, and then we have a pipeline for raising capital. So mm-hmm. different stages for different pipelines, different automation that you can tie into, like when you change the pipeline stage, it can trigger tasks or emails or reminders, different things like that. So it's really powerful. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that insight into a habit that's really helped you with your continued growth and success. Always be prospecting. Thanks again, Matt, for coming on the show. Will you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. I'd say the best way to get a hold of me is through email. You can reach me at Matt, that's M-A-T-T, at newscotlandcapital.com. That's the name of our company. You can also find us on Instagram at New Scotland Capital.
Awesome. Well, I hope you take some time to check out Matt and his work. Matt, thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.